Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Why did I have to mention waffles? Now I need waffles, and you know what the kitchen is like in this place.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I actually just went and got out my waffle maker.
Oh, don't
seriously.
Tell me that. No.
I'm sorry.
That must be on the list of advantages of working from home. Because here.
Yeah, but the waffle maker is plug-inable. I can bring it into this studio. I can't guarantee that it won't short-circuit something.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Who needs some of this broadcast equipment when we got a waffle iron?
Exactly.
I appreciate the offer, but I mean, it's a now thing. I want waffles like right now. Like,
oh.
What the heck?
I mean, we could put it out there. Somebody deliver Tom waffles.
Come
donuts
around the
and coffee have been delivered before.
That's right. The building is in lockdown, but sneak around the back and we'll let you in. Just put a mask on and deliver the waffles. Oh, there's something about, I think I like waffles better than pancakes. Where are you at?
I prefer waffles, hands down.
Yeah, because they could also be finger food, you know? You ever just pick one up and eat it?
They're portable. Yeah. And then, like, I like to put raspberries in the little holes, like in the squares. Also, I'm very good at making waffles. I am very bad at making pancakes. I tend to burn them.
You know what? Me too. Is there anybody that's good at making pancakes other than, like, a professional restaurant?
My mom.
Your sister?
My friend Liz.
Mm-hmm. Are they listening this morning? I'm coming over their house.
Probably. Actually, my brother-in-law, Ben... He's very good at making waffles, and he always zhuzhes them for the kids.
Oh, you mean pancakes?
Pancakes. My bad.
Okay, no. I'm terrible at pancakes. I like waffles. I always let the berries fall where they may, but I like the fact that you fill out of your little square with the raspberry. That's kind of cool.
A raspberry or a blueberry. I have to put them in the holes. It's weird, I know.
It's kind of like a kid's game, though, you know?
A little
tic-tac-toe or something. I don't know. But I was also thinking, like, I like a waffle, like a breakfast thing. No whipped cream. No. No chocolate syrup. No.
I like a little drizzle of like actual fresh local maple syrup.
Yes.
Or sometimes I like to mix peanut butter in the maple syrup and make like a peanut butter maple syrup sauce.
That's not a bad idea. I've never tried it, but we should ask Central PA, waffles or pancakes? What do you think?
Oh, my gosh, that's an excellent debate.
And then, oh, God, don't throw in French toast, then everybody gets confused. French toast is, like, the easiest breakfast ever. I mean, you just take some bread.
And it's a really good way. In French, do you know what they call it? They call it pain perdu.
Why the hell wouldn't they call it French toast? It already has the word French in it.
But listen, this is great. Pain perdu, so du pain perdu for breakfast.
Yeah.
It literally means lost bread. It's a way to use old bread that's gotten hard so that you don't throw it away.
That's exactly what it is, too. And I got to admit, I don't even like French toast when the bread's a little hard. I still like it with fresh bread, but that is the original use for French toast would be when the bread was getting old. That's what Mama used to do.
Because you would go and you'd buy bread every day or every other day.
Yep.
And then it would get hard by the end of the day. So then the next morning, you'd soak it in some eggs and sugar and milk and spices and make pain perdu.
So what's the use of a waffle? Is it just because you admit that you can't make pancakes? I mean, really?
See, waffles in France are a little bit different. But then, like, pancakes in France, they're crepes, so they're thin.
Yeah. I hate the French.
Oh, get out of here, Thomas.
I'm American. All the guys at the fire company salute right now. Why do we make waffles instead of pancakes? I think it's because we don't know how to make pancakes, right? We don't do it right.
No, I think it's because we, like, took a nod from the Dutch, and they're delicious.
Well, now
and
we're
they
gonna...
hold syrupy goodness in their holes.
Now we're going to credit the Dutch. I don't know. Your sister, you just said your sister makes great waffles.
No, she makes great pancakes. Kristen and Ben make excellent pancakes.
All right, that's right. So that means they've probably never made waffles because they're so good at the pancakes.
No, they make waffles too. Listen, my family, we don't discriminate when it comes to breakfast foods.
Okay. All right. Oh, dang.
Actually, my mom makes really excellent French toast casserole.
Dang, I need a waffle.
Okay.
Dang, I need one bad. I'm so jonesing sorry. For a waffle.
Murphy, should we take Tom a waffle later on today? But you're not going to want it at like 2 o'clock this afternoon.
No, I want it now. I want it now. Hey, a couple of
somebody,
things are...
Somebody, anybody listening, take Tom a waffle to Blue Hill, please.
Shut him up, yeah. Hey, on the way, some late-night sound bites. Fallon and Seth are with us this hour, both talking about things going back to normal? Really?
I mean, maybe.
Okay, hopefully. Fallon wants to talk about the airlines. Seth wants to talk about the movie theaters. On the way next with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
There's an old rule, and it goes, don't get loud during quiet time. That may count for your dogs. I'm not sure.
I was going to say, it's quiet time now. We're on air, Murphy. No bark.
Right. No, calm down, boys.
Sit.
Even if you're not a sports fan, an NHL referee has been fired after leaving his microphone on when he was on the ice, after making a penalty call that wasn't really a penalty.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is something. Yeah, and the language and stuff like that. Here's a cleaned up version.
12:42 to go in the second.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early.
What? It wasn't much, but I wanted to give Nashville a penalty early to set the tone of
the
game.
Wait, he gave them a penalty on purpose?
That wasn't much. Yes, on purpose.
Oh, no, boy, no.
Tim Peel is his name. He's been an NHL referee forever, and he was set to retire in April. Guess what? He's out a little early.
Ruh-roh. We got fired, didn't we?
Always
we
watch
did. We
out.
Got fired.
It's not just a rule in radio. Always make sure your microphone is off if you're one of those referees wearing the microphone. There you go. So
yeah, you kind of have to double check like the little blinky button before you say things like
yep,
those kind of words.
Rob, the Sports Center with the sports coming up. You heard Mark talk about this in the news. It's also a microphone sports story. Last night, the first all-female broadcast team in an NBA game. That was exciting.
Which is fantastic.
Yes. It was on the TSN network, which is Toronto Sports Network. So we didn't get to see it or hear it down here. But it was WNBA All-Star Kia Nurse doing game analysis. And a current NBA star, or WNBA star. See, I think they should all be the NBA, don't you think?
I mean,
why do we have to put the W in front of it? I guess we
I
have
agree.
To,
yeah. I like it. Or like how teams used to be called the Lady Whatevers, yeah. Like the Lady Tigers. Yeah. No, just the Tigers.
There you go. Anyway, yeah. Kia Nurse did the color game analysis, and play-by-play was done by Megan McPeak, an all-female broadcast team.
It's fantastic.
I think it's great. New sports and AccuWeather on the way next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Don't know if I'd call this viral comedy. We like to do that on the show because it's not comedy, but it has gone viral. Laura, the Village People's YMCA. Who doesn't know that song?
Everyone does. And I'm so interested to hear this emo version that you've been talking about.
Yeah. It's an all-time classic, YMCA. We all do the dance at wedding receptions and all that. It was a dance hit, a pop hit, a disco hit. It still gets played. Everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. But what if it went melancholy?
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time.
Okay, maybe.
It's I kind of like it.
Me too. I don't know.
Oh, it's like punk rocky and kind of awesome.
Kind of reminds me of Crash Test Dummies.
Ooh.
you know, it's going viral.
Oh, it's like when that heavy metal band covered the Cranberries.
Yes.
Zombie.
Yes.
That version is fantastic. I like when they flip genres on songs.
Yeah, so I don't know. Google it this morning. Listen to the full version. Let us know. Ford Fun Line's always open, or hit us up on the 94KX Facebook page. Laura's standing by on that. I kind of like it. I at first I was like, "This is weird," and then I listened to it the second time. I was like, "It's kind of cool, actually." I don't know.
I like it.
Speaking of Facebook, it is National Waffle Day. We are asking you: waffles or pancakes?
The debate is already heating up, Thomas.
Okay.
Also, Pam Beaver, thank you so much. $10 at Target, we can get a gorgeous push one button waffle maker for in the studio.
$10 at Target. Pam. Wow, she just got a promotion at Target just for that. Yeah,
I don't think Pam works at Target.
She's the manager now at this very moment.
It's super cute, though. It makes these adorable waffles one at a time. I love it.
Oh, so you did look into this. Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Is it really a one-button push waffle machine?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's actually a very pretty red color.
Throw away the old iron there, Laura.
I know, right?
Okay, we'll keep the debate going. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
It's super adorable. Like, these miniature waffles are the cutest thing. Oh, it comes in different colors too, Tom.
Keep looking. Shop away.
Oh, yay, $9.99, and I could get it pick up today.
We'll be right back.
Do you want to split it?
Sure.
Five.
I'm in $5.
Perfect.
94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
News coming up next. Mark, of course, has that for us. Rob, the Sports Center and AccuWeather. Local sports, Rob will talk about this. Congratulations to the Southern Columbia wrestling team in the team tournament, AA. They're on their way to the finals on Saturday.
Woo-hoo.
We got to give Laura a chance to cheer because it's so cold.
That's right.
So congratulations. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. It happens today at noon. The Mount Carmel girls basketball team doing the AA state championship today against the team from Newcastle. So
let's go Tornadoes.
Yeah. Good luck. You know, good luck to the Coal Region girls. I don't think the Coal Region gets enough love.
I love the Coal Region. You know that.
So do I. I fit right
actually,
in out there.
There's like a super cool event happening this weekend in Shamokin that we
really?
Could totally talk about.
Are we allowed? Are we invited?
I mean, I think anyone can go.
Okay.
Maybe we'll talk about it coming up next.
Oh, we're going to tease people on it, are we?
Yeah. But it's a really cool event. I just love that there are groups of people in our communities who are looking to revitalize all of the awesome areas throughout central Pennsylvania.
Completely agree with you there. And some of the stereotypical opinions and views and all that, they need to go away because you can't beat hometown activity, right?
It's true. And there's this really, it's a group of business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And our very own Chad Evans is involved in this. Why not Shamokin? Shamokin warms my heart. There's this whole sort of movement to revitalize the Coal Region, and I love it.
I like it, and if Chad has something to do with it, it's going to be fun, right?
We'll talk about it coming up next hour. Some details, and good friends of ours, Phil Warsider, might be there.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Thomas, we start this morning's good news with a story about one of our own.
One of our own?
Uh-huh. A radio DJ, a host, if you will, in Florida named Kevin McKay got a bunch of people to adopt pets from an animal shelter by actually sleeping in one of their kennels overnight.
Yee.
Well, I'm in a lovely, about a 6-foot by 4-foot kennel with the sweetest, most quiet, beautiful female dog. And we're listening to all these other quarks, and we don't know why they're doing that. I should have slept in the cat house next door, a little cat bed. Said, let's get 50 dogs and cats adopted. It paused. They waived their adoption fee. They're going to do some renovation. You don't want to clear the shelter. Now they're over 200 adopted, which is great.
Yeah, careful with the phrase. Cat house there, Kevin.
Right?
Anyway.
That gives a different meaning to dog house as Well, either way, the bit worked. Over 203 animals got adopted, and he actually had his very own adoption page.
Wow, that's good, but you know what? We do it without sleeping in the kennels.
We do, and I am happy to report this morning that Sandy, our most recent Tail Wagon Wednesday four-legged friend, got a home.
Yay!
Adopted. Yay for Sandy the cat.
And 100% adoption with Tail Wagon Wednesday, thanks to Wicked Dog. That's good news.
That's great news. Up next, we have a couple in Iowa celebrating their 50th anniversary. If you have a chance, Google these photos. They recreated them from 1971. The bride let her hair grow for 3 years in order to get it to the length that it was in the photo.
Wow. Okay.
They talked about it with an Iowa newspaper and news station, and they told them the cost of their wedding back in 1971. $340.
How about that? Hey, happy anniversary. That's good news.
Last but not least, Shamokin Warms My Heart.
Oh?
It's an event happening this weekend from 2 until 8 p.m. in downtown Shamokin. It's all about the awesome small town in the heart of the coal region. Hidden gems to be proud of, festivities, local food, live music throughout the day, fire pits and heaters to keep you warm, s'mores kits. Everybody come out for a party. Our friends from Civil War Cider will be there, Rob and Vanessa, at the one cigar shop. Actually, who knew Shamokin had a cigar shop?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Oliver's Cigar Lounge. Either way, it's happening downtown this Saturday from 2 until 8 p.m. I think I might have to make a drive to Shamokin.
I think that sounds like great local news.
What do you got? And that's Shamokin? The good news this morning.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Are you ready, Laura?
Probably not, but let's go through this list.
I love when we do these things because Laura does not get uncomfortable a real lot. But when we bring up things like a husband kept track of the reasons why his wife said no to Whoopi.
How rude.
And the funny part is the list was actually read on a British television show.
Oh, really?
Which is pretty wild. You can Google it. Anyway, here is that list. Ladies, agree or not. Guys, embarrassed or not.
During the last year, I have attempted to make love to you 365 times. Following is a list of reasons why I did not succeed. It's too hot, 15 times. It's too late, 16 times. Pretending to sleep, 35 times. It will make the cat jealous. 18 times. I'm too drunk. 17 times. Is that all you think about? 83 times.
There it is! Now, the video, if you Google it, go ahead. It's Matt Berry reading it. The video's a little bit longer, but we give you a sample of it there. Is that all you think about? 83 times.
I should have added up.
Okay.
The number of times that no was stated, because if there's a difference between 365 and that number, you know what that means. He was successful.
Well, guys.
You see what I'm saying?
What
like,
do you think?
I should have been keeping track of the numbers that he was reading off because they definitely did not add up to 365.
All right, get your calculator out. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
You got it? Too hot.
Yes.
15 times.
Okay.
Too late, 16.
Okay.
Pretending to sleep, 35.
Okay.
It'll make MacGyver jealous. No, it'll make the cat jealous.
Stop 18
times.
Okay.
I'm too drunk, 17 times.
Okay.
And finally, is that all you think about? 83 times.
That only leads to 184.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Which means that's only about 50% of the time. So half of the time, the man got lucky.
Wow. All of a sudden, this isn't funny anymore.
Right?
Tom and Laura in the morning.
I'm always sticking up for the ladies.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
News is coming up next. Mark will handle that. Rob, the Sports Center, and Steve with the AccuWeather. Tom and Laura in the morning. Earlier, we asked you waffles or pancakes because it is National Pancake Day. And I admitted that, I don't know, I just, I'm terrible at pancakes and I prefer waffles.
So there are actually some really great comments on the 94KX Facebook page. Okay. A big shout out and thank you to Pam, who commented the mini waffle maker from Target that Tom and I will be purchasing.
Yes, we will be purchasing it and setting it up in the studio and making waffles.
Right? Yeah. So now it's kind of split down the middle, although people are getting super specific with the type of waffles that they like.
Oh.
Georgiana appreciates the Belgian waffle. Big, thick, fluffy.
Okay, so a waffle is a waffle is a waffle if we ask waffles mm-hmm. or pancakes, right? So okay.
Right, and then Jim says, it depends. Pancakes, but only if they're made with Bisquick. But a good waffle, and now Jim's hungry just thinking about it.
Yeah.
And Chris wants to remind you, Tom,
yeah.
that he prefers pancakes, but it's not French toast, it's freedom toast.
Freedom toast. Okay.
Like freedom fries. Chris.
Oh, Chris. Nice try, buddy.
Either way, the original is pain perdu, which is French.
Right.
Take it from the girl who speaks French.
I know, and I said earlier, I can't believe that the French don't call French toast French toast. What's wrong with them?
No, it's pain perdu.
And I don't like the language French because no matter what you say, it sounds perverted. You just said French.
No, it doesn't.
You just said
it
French.
It sounds romantic and soft. French is a beautiful language.
Okay. All right. You just said French toast, and I thought I'd have to leave the room for a second. I don't know.
No, it's fine.
All right. Hey, coming up next hour, you may remember a few days ago on the show when I kind of set Laura up to apply for a job where she lives at a winery. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sign up for this new job, $100,000 a year, to be a hand model. No, I don't want to call it that.
A hand model?
No, hang on. I want to call it a spokesfist. How about that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up next hour. This show is nonstop information.
A spokesfist. All I know is for the Murphy Good Winery, Good with an E.
Uh-huh.
I actually have until, the job would start in August.
Yeah, you have till the end of June, wasn't it, to make your video and tell them
Yes, so the winner will be selected and announced in July, so you can submit by June 30th. Murphy, do you want to go and live at a winery in California and broadcast from there?
I think he would, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Lots of places to run around, lots of trees or vines, but whatever.
Honestly, MacGyver might have to stay here, but Murph, he's into it.
I want to be the spokesfist because I get to hold a glass of whiskey.
Oh, all right. We'll talk about it. I'm going to need the details.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Could be my next big job. A Fistful of Whiskey is the name of the company, and they're looking for a spokesfist. $100,000 a year to have your hand in the ads holding a glass of their whiskey. $100,000. Wow. You think I need a manicure?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if you're going to be a hand model...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to take care of your cuticles.
What a great way to put it. Take care of your cuticles.
You do.
My dad, my late great pop, rest in peace, used to always look at me and say, were you a hand model or something? The guy worked construction for about 50 years, and his hands were just smashed and broken up. And he'd look at my hands and he'd go, what are you, a hand model? I said, no, I'm in radio. And he go, you ever get a blister on the tip of your finger for pushing the start button? He was always busting on me. So now I'm looking at my hands and I'm like, I'm an older guy now. I got some spots on them, you know, but a couple of veins popping out here and there. But I could hold a glass of whiskey like a real man and get this job.
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to need one heck of a fist in order to be able to, you know, grab a hold of this all-American bourbon.
Yeah, I got a pretty good-looking fist. I mean, I don't have huge hands, but I don't have Donald Trump hands either. I mean,
Okay, so according to the company, I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah?
For your resume, you're going to need, of course, a fist, mm-hmm. but then maximum grip strength, a steady hand, and the ability to, quote, clench on cue.
Clench on cue? That's better than take care of your cuticles.
Yeah, well, the selected spokesfist will receive hand spa treatments, training from a Hollywood hand model, a custom-designed bottle featuring their fist, and $100K.
Wow. This whole thing reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where George became a hand model.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that.
I mean, I think we can do it.
What is it? I don't know. The hands. Well, what about my hands? I don't see how your hands are any better than my hands. What, are you kidding? The knuckles are all out of proportion. You got hair over there. Where do you get off comparing your hands to my hands? This is a one in a million hand.
That's what comes from avoiding manual labor your whole life.
That's pretty much my dad's line. But anyway, I think I could do this. I'm going to look into it. I pulled it up on a separate screen, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at it, and I'm going to look up fist full of whiskey now and see what the job requirements are, like some of them you just read. Do I have to send them still photos? Or could I do that? What did you call it? Ready to grip? Ready to clinch?
Yes, maximum grip strength. Okay, so this is what you have to do. You're going to need to apply. So just like a normal job, personal information, et cetera. Okay. You have to provide a link to your social media profile and then upload photos of your fist.
My fist.
And then you're going to need to write a 300-word essay about why you deserve to be the spokesfist.
300 words, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's not that many words, actually. A paragraph is right around 150.
I could probably list the last couple generations of my Irish Jameson drinking relatives, and that would pretty much cover 300 words. There you go.
For sure.
Okay, let me grip.
I mean, I can help you
listen to my
become
grip.
The spokesfist.
Listen to that grip. Listen to that grip, Laura. Listen to that grip.
I hear it.
I just broke the microphone. Coming up, a late night soundbite. Seth talks about more teachers fired in this pandemic for stupid things they do. And how about that list, Laura? You're working at home. Things that 2 years ago you would have said, lame. But now you're saying, hey, this is pretty exciting.
Exactly.
It's all on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning.
On 94KX.
With Kung Fu Grip.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Tom is here in the studio. Laura's at home. It's been that way for a year during this pandemic.
It has.
And as soon as I saw this article, eight lame things that feel like an adventure after a year of COVID, I thought, let's run them by Laura.
Sounds like a plan.
Because you love to spend time in the kitchen. There's a few of those. We all love our food. We all love entertainment.
Indeed.
So let's see if... Because I'm thinking some of these weren't lame for you to begin with. But anyway, these are eight lame things that feel like an adventure. Number eight, trying a food that's spicier than you're used to.
I like spicy food, so I'm down for that.
Yeah, there you go. And what's so lame about spicy food? Anyway,
there's nothing lame about it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Number seven, staying up past your normal bedtime.
Even working from home, I don't do that, though, because even though I don't have to drive anywhere, I still have to wake up early.
Right, so... For you, that's different. But for others that are working from at home, what is that saying? Maybe they're staying up later and they're cheating like a lot of kids are doing. Their kids are getting up
possibly.
At 8 in the morning and logging on to their school district Zoom and then
possibly
going
possibly.
Back to bed till 11. I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. Number six, choosing a new book to read.
Actually, that's my New Year's resolution. I want to read a book a month, remember?
Yeah. So, like, why would that be considered lame? Pre-coronavirus. I don't know.
Actually, I've already read 7 books this year.
There you go. So you're way ahead of one a month. That's very good.
I am.
Yeah, I'm a little behind. I think I've only read 2, and we're in March. And March
That's
is almost
okay.
over.
There's still time.
We're getting
catch up.
Number 5, ordering from a new restaurant. Why would that be lame pre-COVID?
I don't know. I love trying new restaurants.
So do I. It's just like... What did people just go to the same place all the time? And then during the pandemic, when that place closed, they were forced to order one that was takeout only.
Yeah, I guess people are kind of keeping it closer to home since the beginning of the pandemic. So right. That's why these things might feel a year later a bit adventurous.
Number 4 is kind of funny. Taking the long way home. So if you're working from home, when you do leave to go somewhere, do you just randomly drive around?
Although the husband and I did take a drive delivering Soupy the other weekend, and that was fun.
Oh, that could be fun, sure. Mm-hmm. Number three, watching a new TV show or a movie.
I've definitely gotten behind that.
Yeah, I've always been behind that. It's never been. Again, this list is the eight lame things that now aren't lame. And I'm not thinking any of them are lame. Number two, eating outside. I love to eat outside.
That's my preference, and I don't care the weather. I will bundle.
Yeah, very good. Very good. The rain's kind of sketchy, but if it's cooler, just bundle, right?
Yep, just bundle.
And here's like Try It Tuesday every week. Trying a new recipe. What? I mean, shouldn't that
be
fun?
I feel like even coming back into the studio here soon, we're going to keep it going. So, like, we'll talk about Try It Tuesday. On occasion, we'll do it in studio, but I feel like we're going to keep the adventure alive in my kitchen. The Facebook Live will just be later in the day.
I love the idea because I think we need a full-blown kitchen, and it's not in the budget to put one in the studio here, but it would be kind of a cool thing.
Well, here's what'll happen, though, Tom. This will benefit you.
Okay, how's that?
People send me Try It Tuesday stuff, whatever. We talk about it on air in the morning.
Okay.
Then I go home later on in the day. I go Facebook Live.
Okay.
Right? We do it from my kitchen when I'm home for the day. Cool.
Okay.
But then, because it's not the morning, I'm not eating stuff, I package it on up and I bring it to you on Wednesday morning.
There it is.
So you benefit. So especially when it is, dare I say, a beverage, I just make Tommy Tom a to-go cup and I bring it to you the next morning.
Or I get so anxious like today on Waffle Day that I can't even wait and I just follow you to your house at 3 o'clock.
There it is.
News is coming up next. Stay with us.
Perfect. Perfect plan.
It's
perfect
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
I was just thinking we didn't hear that little happy little Easter egg hunt sounder this morning. What?
Nope. Not this morning.
Okay, maybe Chad Evans has a chance for you to win instantly and qualify even bigger coming up in the midday. Or maybe Mark Stevens this afternoon. It's the 2021 virtual Easter egg hunt with 94KX.
Here's the thing. It's a pretty cool deal, friends. A way to win instantly from our partners like Isabella Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge, Lake Tobias Wildlife Park, Kinobles, Nickel Plate Bar and Grill. All you have to do is call when you hear that cue, and you instantly win.
Yeah, you pick an egg. There's a prize in every one. We'll give you a few colors, and you win instantly. But just for being that color seven, the big prize.
That's right. Two tickets to anywhere in the U.S., plus a limousine ride from Susquehanna Valley Limousine. A big thank you to Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring for sponsoring this awesome, awesome event.
Anywhere in the United States. That's amazing.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I think I'll get on a plane in Williamsport and fly to Pottsville.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding.
I was thinking Vegas.
No way. You don't belong in Vegas. You may never come back.
I've never been. I feel like I need a Vegas long weekend.
That would be interesting, especially if you bring the broadcast equipment. On a serious note, I think I would fly to the West Coast to visit my oldest daughter, who I haven't seen in 6 years. 6 years I haven't seen her.
It's a long time.
I mean, there's a lot of FaceTime involved and stuff like that, but I mean, to really grab my kid and hug her. That's what I would do. So think about where you'd like to go. For more information, you could visit WQKX.com. And we've got some fine sponsors making all this virtuality. Is that a word? I think it is.
Virtuality? I think so. But a big thank you to Oberdorf Carpet One and Home and Flooring, Susquehanna Valley Limousine. Good stuff.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Keep listening for a chance to win and maybe win again with the 2021 virtual Easter egg hunt. I guess in central PA, Laura, is it safe to say that waffles are winning over pancakes on National Waffle Day?
Hold, please. We're going to check one more time.
Hold, please.
Waffles.
Last time we checked. It looked
waffles. Visit the America's Host Company, and Wesley will make tons of them for you.
Wait a minute. Isn't that our favorite breakfast spot?
Indeed it is.
Over in Sunbury, right? The America's?
You got it.
Wesley is the guy making the waffles today, huh? All right.
I could go for a good fire company breakfast.
Man, they're the best, aren't they?
Aren't they?
Okay,
yet another reason to do this show together here sometime soon, because then when we're done at 9:01,
we head to the Americas.
I like it.
Because some days you're like all about, like, I don't know, being healthy and exercising, and other days you're all about waffles at 9:01.
Did you read my mind for the thought for the day?
Oh, really?
Waffles got me hungry for some, like, not-so-good-for-me food. And I feel like people out there can feel me on this one. Some days you're all about green smoothies, like cacao nibs, sunshine, yoga. You're like, I'm going to be healthy today.
Oh, that's nice.
Other days, you literally just want to eat 47 waffles, chase it with some vodka, and about 4,000 Skittles.
Have a good day, everybody.
Have some vodka and waffles.
And Skittles.
Bye, guys.